You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
So the mother-in-law relationship, it isn't known for being easy. In fact, it's infamously hard. There are movies, there are books written about its challenges. But my next guest believes that you can rewrite the narrative. This month, Studio 5 parenting contributor Heather Johnson will help us be in the family better, first starting with the matriarchal role of mother-in-law. I'm excited for this little series, looking at the in-law dynamics. And you say you're excited as well. Why is that, Heather?
Yeah, this is a space that's really tricky. And so I love that we're going to tackle it. It brings a lot of contention to families. It really does. A mother-in-law relationship can be so challenging. And we go into it with so many expectations. We go in thinking that, you know, we're going to have this great relationship, or that as mother-in-laws, everything is going to go smooth and we're all going to get along. And then it doesn't often go that way. So to spend some time talking about it so that we can make it easier on families, it's a great thing to do.
We're going to focus on the in-law relationships all this month today as we've set up the mother-in-law. And you say with all of these dynamics, with all of these relationships, the key is to focus on being empathetic.
Yeah, we're going to start with empathy with any relationship, right? Not just in-law relationships, but any relationship. And here's why. Empathy is more than just saying, I can put myself in your shoes, or okay, what would it be like to be you?
Okay.
If we actually want to be empathetic towards someone, so as a mother-in-law, if we want to be empathetic, we have to do two really key things. The first is we cannot judge our in-laws, daughter-in-laws or son-in-laws, and also be empathetic. Mm. We can't be judgmental.
They can't coexist.
They can't, right? So to be empathetic, we need to stop judging. The other thing we need to do as a mother-in-law, if we want it to be healthy, is we have to see it as their truth. So if we have a daughter-in-law who says this is challenging, or your son is hard to get along with, or being a mom is X, Y, and Z, we have to see it as their truth, even if it isn't the truth.
Even if it goes against what I believe, my experience.
All of those things, to be empathetic, right? We're not trying to solve it with our in-laws. We're looking at it from a perspective of saying, how can I offer empathy to you? Now, here's why that's so important. When we're worried about being empathetic towards someone, it means that we don't have any energy to make things about us. It means that, for example, if your daughter-in-law calls and says she's not coming for Thanksgiving because she's going to her parents' house, we don't allow it to mean that she doesn't like us, or that she doesn't want to spend time with us, or that she's trying to hinder a relationship with our grandchildren. We don't make things about us because we're so busy being empathetic, because we're so busy not judging.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate. What if their truth is just not true? What if their truth is not reality? Are you saying it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. We're not trying to figure out what's true to them or not. We are trying to honor and respect that it is true, and then decide who we're going to be in response to what's true to them.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to do. As soon as we get caught up in if they're right or wrong, we're in big trouble, right? As anyone, but especially as mother-in-laws. So we want to steer clear from that. The way we want to look at this from a mother-in-law's perspective is we want to be a mother and a mother-in-law that gives life. That's what mothers do, right? We're very familiar with that. We talk about it often. Mothers breathe life into things. And so as a mother-in-law, you want to take that stance where you're asking yourself, how can I breathe life into relationships instead of take from these relationships? How can I buoy them up and support them and help them flourish instead of allowing them to mean something about me not being enough?
That's a beautiful way to phrase it and a beautiful way to look at it. How can I breathe life into this relationship?
That's what we're going to do as mother-in-laws.
One way we can do that, you say, is to provide support.
Yes, we are. We're going to do all that we can to provide support to relationships. Now, we're going to do this in a couple ways. One, as mother-in-laws, we are going to go in already trusting our daughter or son-in-laws, opposed to making them prove themselves before we trust them. We're going to support them by trusting and loving sight unseen, right? We're just going to do that right out of the gate. We're also going to support them when we stop competing and when we start collaborating instead. So we're going to work really hard to collaborate with especially in-laws as they join our family, opposed to competing. And we're going to make sure that we're not choosing sides. It is so easy to choose sides, right? We're a mother-in-law. It's very easy to look and say, well, my son would never do that, so it must be my daughter-in-law, right? Blood is thicker than water that way. And so we have to be really mindful that we're not choosing sides. We do this in so many different ways, right? We even do it when we look at a new baby as a mother-in-law and say, oh, they look just like my son, and completely forget that half of that child belongs to a daughter-in-law that you're not acknowledging. We make those small comments. It's not very supportive, right? We're going to support by making sure that we do not offer to discipline our grandchildren. we're going to step back from those spaces. And so that support is really important if we're going to breathe life into a relationship.
You say we also, as a mother-in-law, can provide security.
Mm-hmm. We're going to make things really safe for them. One of the best ways to make things safe and to create relationships that are safe is to make sure that someone else's name is safe in our mouths and in our hearts, which means that our daughters and son-in-laws know that we're not going to speak ill of them, that we're not going to be critical of them, that we're not going to go to lunch with our girlfriends and talk about all the ways that our daughter-in-law is just the worst.
Which, hold on, means we shouldn't go to lunch with our girlfriends and talk about how our daughter-in-law is the worst.
It's exactly right. Yeah. And we want our daughter and son-in-laws to know, as a mother-in-law, that their names are safe with us.
I love that.
We also want them to know that their names are safe and that they're safe in our hearts, too. Remember, people respond primarily to how we feel about them on the inside, not by our behavior.
Oh, Heather, that's huge.
I can behave the right way all the time.
Yes, yes.
But I might not feel about someone the right way on the inside.
Yes.
So we want them to know that in our hearts, it is also a very safe place
because
for them.
Because you're saying that's a more obvious clue than we think.
It is.
And don't we feel that with children, too?
Absolutely.
Like little children, like they know if mm-hmm. where I'm at with them.
They know. I mean, we can go back. Let's go back to, like, high school, right? There were plenty of situations where someone might not have been very fond of us and they pretended and behaved the right way. We knew full well that they didn't like us, right? And it goes the other way. I'm sure we've all tried to fake it plenty of times. The other person's not naive to it. People will primarily respond to how we feel about them on the inside.
Which is an amazing challenge in any relationship, but here we talk about the mother-in-law dynamic, to square your heart, mm-hmm. right? To square your heart and do that work so that it's really where it needs to be.
It is. And we want to make sure, remember, that happens when we're not judging them. And when we see it as their truth, right? When we're not making things about us. We want that security to come to in our communication. Open up your text threads. It isn't I'm a mother-in-law now who then communicates just with my children, but throw their spouses on that text thread too. Make sure that the communication is safe. We want to provide them a really safe place. Same with alliances or allegiances. It becomes really safe as a mother-in-law when I recognize that the alliance or allegiances now lie between my child and their spouse, not between that child and me. That shifts and changes. Mm-hmm. And those in-laws feel really secure when, as a mother-in-law, I move away from that.
In the last minute together, help us understand how we can better provide relief and provide encouragement in this role.
Yeah, relief is such a beautiful word to consider as a mother-in-law. Again, to breathe life into something, to provide relief. We can provide relief physically and also emotionally or mentally. We provide relief when we have an open door policy. When anyone can stop by at any time and know that if they're hungry, we find food. And if they're tired, there's a bed to take a nap on for an hour. When there's a new baby, that we're willing to watch children. When someone needs a date night, that we'll take grandkids for a couple hours. That's relief. And we provide relief that way. We also provide relief when we're willing to be open about the fact that we didn't do it perfect. Mother-in-laws are very quick to say, well, my kids never did that, or we never struggled with those challenges.
You're like, wait a minute, I'm married
Hold on a second. Yeah. And it's an instant shutdown. So that relief comes when we're providing it, not just physically, but also emotionally. And then the encouragement comes when we don't criticize. Mm. When we're so busy looking for the ways that they're succeeding and connecting and doing it right, that we don't have any energy left to look at the ways where maybe they're struggling or they're missing the mark, or they're making mistakes.
Because we're that big of a cheerleader.
Yeah. That's our job. And then relationships, they breathe. They take on a whole new perspective and connection when we give them life instead of constantly trying to take it from them.
What a beautiful conversation that frames up the potential mm-hmm. in this relationship mm-hmm. so nicely. Heather, thank you so much. Heather coaches and counsels families and individuals. You can find her contact information on our website.